Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Thomas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is, it was about time Roger Goodell finally voiced his opinion the week of October 1st, 2017, respecting our national anthem and flag. He should have squelched this behavior when Colin Kaepernick did not stand a year ago, but he didn't. Had he administered that, this whole situation would have ended. Goodell ultimately commented that all players must stand for the national anthem and honor the American flag, but he issued no consequence at that time if the players continued to sit or kneel. How limp is that? The NFL should have a definitive rule to stand for the national anthem. After such rampant disrespect for our flag, such as school children allowed to kneel and not stand, teachers trampling the American flag, and professors disparaging the national anthem. President Trump, during a rally, declared to the NFL, fire the SOBs if they disrespect the flag. Now, I must say he probably could have been more diplomatic, but they all got the message. Unfortunately, more black players knelt. On Sunday, September 24, 2017, over 200 players did not stand for the anthem. It is disrespectful, and it is their job. If they have issues, find another venue. Be the solution, players. Quit wanting someone else to do it. And instead of kneeling, do something constructive. These players are revered by young children who are very impressionable, and when these players disparage the American flag, which is representing our country, the example they display is lack of patriotism. This did not start with President Trump. It started with President Obama and his disrespect for our country and law enforcement. The media called President Trump's comments racist. President Trump gave his opinion. That's his First Amendment right. This has nothing to do with race. President Trump would have said this if it had to do with golf, soccer, tennis, hockey, or baseball. He said, standing for our country, the American flag, and servicemen and women shows our respect. Fans don't want the players kneeling. NFL tickets, revenue, and viewers have greatly decreased. Even the vice president, October 10, 2017, at a game between the Colts and the 49ers, left because some 49ers did not stand for the flag. ESPN's Jemele Hill, a black woman, stated Donald Trump's a white supremacist and surrounds himself with other white supremacists. Does that mean that a white person commenting on his or her patriotism is racist because there are more blacks than whites in the NFL? Well, Jemele Hill, are you a black supremacist? Maybe we should have NFL affirmative action regarding the number of blacks and whites. What do you think? If you're on your knees, you're not standing for anything. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.